Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on there, a lot coming up, a lot that you can deal with if you would. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. You know, we're just going to have so much fun today. Because I am very much at this point, let's just have fun showing the left, dealing with the left, the way they think or they believe they deal with us. I mean, these guys are so out of control. Anyway, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Lots happening there, lots going on. Lots you should be involved with, frankly. You know, it is interesting that we need to start pushing back, attacking. I don't know what terminology. Whatever terminology you want to use is fine by me. Whatever makes you a little heart happy. How's that? But I am totally tired, extremely tired, of hearing how bad the Dems are, how nasty they are, the terrible things. Well, I'll add a little word in here. The terrible things that we keep allowing them to do to us. We need to stop. We need to stop them. We need to fight back. And you, and again, it's sad that I even have to say this. But we need to fight back. And when I say that, what I mean by that, as you know, is we need to fight back from a standpoint that you push back on the things they say are lies. It's what they've been doing with the First and Second Amendment and how they're trying to take it away from you. It's all filled with lies. How quickly they went over in the hearing yesterday that Antifa was specifically called out by the law enforcement, by the Department of Justice, when it came to the hearings in Congress. But they went right past that. And yet, white supremacist groups are the problem. But Antifa, BLM, whatever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, there's a group called Latinos for Trump. And it's real quick. It's less than a minute. And they talk about how remember when I said that Nancy Pelosi stopped calling their people blue-collar workers? I don't know if anybody remembers that, or if I'm the only guy who remembers that. But she stopped calling them blue-collar workers. And she started calling them uninformed voters. Well, there was a reason for that. She knew that they were, for all intents and purposes, they were turning on her. That'll be, you know what I'm saying, not turning on her. But they were turning on the party. They saw what was happening. Take a quick listen.
The home of blue-collar workers as well as Hispanics. Let's go to the data. New polling from NBC News reveals that over the last decade, the percentage of blue-collar workers in America who are self-identifying as Republicans has risen 12%. We've done even better than that among Hispanics. But let's dig into that data set.
Yeah, but pay attention here. And he's going to mention this. But the difference between 2010 And, 2010 and 2016, 6 years was minute. Almost couldn't even measure it. Take a listen.
That. When did the rise occur? From 2010 to 2016, negligible increase. But from 20...
Right, so from 2010 to 2016, it went from 23% to 24%. Big whoop, right? 23 to 24% over a period of 6 years. But from 2016 to 2020...
2016 to 2020, with the rise of the Trump movement, of the America First populist nationalist cause, an explosion in Hispanics self-identifying as Republicans, we are now a workers' party with many more gains to come in 2022, 24, and beyond.
Think about that. So the Hispanic working class are moving over to the Republican Party. The Dems are in trouble. And it's the same thing in the black community to a big degree. They get it now. They see who was working for them and not against them. They see who was willing to make life better for them and not against them. But for some odd reason, for years, the regular rank and file, the Republicans, couldn't make that happen. So you see people like Romney who say he is the future of the Republican Party. I think it was, I don't even know, I'm not even going to say, but there were some other prominent Republicans who came out and said, Trump is not what the future of the party looks like. Well, they would be wrong. They wouldn't be kind of wrong. They would be what we refer to as dead wrong. You agree? Correct? They're so afraid, guys. They are so afraid of losing their power. They're so afraid of that world closing in on them. They don't know what to do with themselves. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know how they're still selling, after all this, I still don't know how they're selling Joey B to the general populace. When we come back, the comments made by Joe at at an event that he was at that promoted, you know, the Black History Month. And I got to tell you something. If you could, I will send you every piece of paraphernalia I have about the show for free. If you can decipher what the man said. I have no clue as to what he said. I don't think anybody does. Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages gas directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. We're listening real fast on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, look, get involved, get engaged, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch side, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot going on there, a lot you can get involved with. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me, writing me emails, calling the show, or sending me whatever it is that you send me, texting, tweeting, and being involved at that level. And be involved, seriously. If you got information you want to send me, you have an author you want me to take on, or you know, listen to, have on the show, interview, whatever. All right. I mean, I'm trying to figure out, is there something I can give away, something I can do to help translate what this man says? I can't understand a word he's saying. I mean, I can't understand me half the time, but he's even worse. Take a listen.
I promise you, we are going to together beat this. And I think that But the idea that over 500, I think it's, I have a card, I carry a card with me every day with the total number.
I got notes so I know who I am and where I live and how to get back to the car should I need to.
Folks who have been affected by the as of yesterday, there were 500,071 people who have died from this.
Are we for real? He has to carry a card. Listen, first of all, I don't need to know the exact number, 571,000. But if he just said, over 500,000 people, right? Somebody just over 500,000 people have died. And that's just not acceptable. Blah, 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 whatever he's going to say. But he has to pull out a card. And one more time for your listening enjoyment. Listen, he doesn't know what he's saying. He doesn't know what he's going to say. And the card, I don't know why he needs a card for a number like 500,000. I just don't get it.
I promise you, we are going to together beat this. And I think that
I was wondering if, let me go to the card.
But the idea that,
have any of the words that he has even tried to string together, can you make sense of any of them? Is there any one of those that you can string together to have make sense? I'm just thinking maybe I'm too dull to know.
Over 500, I think it's, I have a card, I carry a card with me every day with the total number of folks who have been affected by the,
let me see.
As of,
from the folks who have been, we're going to beat this thing. So the folks who have been affected by this thing, and this guy's running the country. Well, we all know it's really not him, but this guy's running the country for all intents and purposes. Okay? And it's just amazing to me. And if you Dems voted for this man, shame on you. I'm not even saying you had to vote for Trump, but shame on you. The man is obviously suffering from some form of dementia. And you voted him in as president. And you were worried about Trump's finger being on the button? If you're not worried about his finger being on the button, the chances are you know it isn't him running the country. You know there's a whole group or team of people behind him that are running the country. But this is sad. This is sad and cruel.
Yesterday, there were 500,071 people who died from this.
Again, this is just bad. And I don't know his wife. I don't dislike her or like her, but at this point, I have very little respect for her and the rest of his family. When it comes down to allowing a man like this, forget the fact that, oh my God, it's the President of the United States. If you really love this country, you really just think this country is worth saving, working through, working for, whatever, then why did you do this to him? Why would you allow him to run like this? It's beyond me. I mean, it should be elder abuse to a degree. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Biden administration has decided to shut down the probe of the power grid weakness. Why? Because it may show that the greeners, I don't even know what to call them, what do I call them, the greenies, may have caused this. Given what happened in Texas over the course of the past week, you think the White House would be eager, I mean eager, to study what the fail was, wouldn't you? Want to make sure it doesn't happen in the rest of the country. We take a look, we check it out, we make sure that the same thing doesn't happen across our country. So, you'd be wrong, though, because such a probe of weakness in the nation's power grid was already in the, actually, was already being talked about last week. And it was really moving forward, but not the way it needed to. So when they started talking about beefing it up and making it stronger to find out, you know, where the issues were, the Federal Energy Regulation Commission chairman, Richard Glick, shut it down. Now, if you really want to think about it, the political left and its media cheerleaders, they've already established, you know, a real friendly narrative about what happened in Texas. Right? That the grid failed because of oil, gas, and nuclear. They didn't do their jobs. Although they had absolutely nothing to do with it, but that's beside the point. The narrative doesn't really tell the story at all. Any serious probe would uncover reality. You know what? These climate mongers, hate mongers, whatever you want to call them, you would see how wrong and phony and false they are. And I've been hearing about, I mean, since I started this show almost, 12, 13 plus years ago, I've been hearing about the weakness of our grid, how open it is to issues and problems. And it's becoming shakier and worse as the years go on. Right? So the nation's power grid will be stressed in ways never before experienced due to an unprecedented resource mix change. That's according to the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, or NERC. They warned this, ready for this, back in 2011. They also said that the environmental regulations are shown to be the number one risk. The regulations are the number one risk to reliability over the next 5 years. So the Obama Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, they refused to consider how climate policies were going to affect the grid. They didn't care. Because they knew, you know, believed it would eventually put, you know, coal and oil and gas out of business. Isn't that cool? Trouble Senior Host, listen to Real Sight. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leaders are hammering the sweeping coronavirus relief bill.
This is the wrong path, and this is not what President Biden said he would do at the inaugural.
Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, telling reporters a nearly $2 trillion bill needs to get America back to work, back to school, and back to health.
How much time do you have, Mr. President, to go through the litany of things in this bill that have nothing to do with COVID?
The United States Food and Drug Administration found that a Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine was 66.1% effective in preventing moderate to severe virus disease and that it had a favorable safety profile. An FDA advisory committee set to meet Friday to discuss authorizing the vaccine for emergency use. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the show. All right. I want to get to you. We have so much decent talent coming up, young talent, coming up in the Republican Party. We need to encourage and help them, but we also need to make sure they don't get sucked in from the old-timers, the old guard of the party. They tell them what to do, how to do, and where to do. They just need to kick them to the curb and move forward. Now, Adam Kinzinger is a House representative for Illinois in the 16th Congressional District. And he was one of those people who came out, voted for the impeachment of Trump, a Republican, talks negatively about Trump on a regular basis, and fully expects that he'll get reelected again. Because that's what the party thinks. Well, here's the problem. These people who think that the party was against Trump, it's only the elites where Trump was digging into their pockets. They weren't getting the money, making the deals, doing what they were doing before Trump. Look, I'm not even certain about McCarthy at this point, I got to tell you. Right? I mean, look at the press conference he did the other day, where Liz Cheney said that Trump shouldn't be the leader of the party, he shouldn't be involved in the party, he should have nothing to do with the party. And what does he say? Well, on that note, we'll just end it there. I would have turned around, looked at her, said, "Are you for real? You, they don't like you in your own home state." The Republicans have last time I checked, it was like 82 or 83% approval rating of Trump. I'm sorry, I'm missing something here. So he doesn't have, he wants to be the next leader of the House, obviously, and he doesn't have the guts to look at her and say, "You're out of order, you're out of bounds." I don't care whose daughter she is. It doesn't make her good for the job. But his challenger, Adam Kissinger's challenger, is great. I want you to hear the commercial that she put out. I know we're not seeing a lot of it, and I get it, I understand it, but I think it's great. Take a listen.
New Harvest Snaps Crunchins. TV
well,
just got tastier.
Not really what I had in mind.
I'm a believer in the American motto, united we stand, divided we fall. And we need to be united now more than ever. I never thought I'd primary a fellow Republican. But is Congressman Adam Kinzinger really a Republican anymore?
So let's talk about that for a second. I know you want to see the whole thing. I do too. I got it. But can we stop saying that? I mean, I love Ronald Reagan like the next guy, but... But, you know, his 11th commandment is wrong, dead wrong. There's a lot of Republicans out there that aren't Republicans, don't think like we do, don't have a conservative bone in their body. Not a one. And we shouldn't be supporting them. We should move them along. We shouldn't be the Democrats. I'm sorry. Let me restart her. Here we go.
And divided we fall. And we need to be united now more than ever. I never thought I'd primary a fellow Republican. But is Congressman Adam Kinzinger really a Republican anymore? He isn't. And we have the proof. The reality is, a majority of our party is united around the America First movement. My name is Catalina Lauf, and this is Adam Kinzinger.
Think about something. When you say America First, the left cringes. Because they want it to be global first. They're not interested in the U.S. They're not interested in helping American citizens get ahead. That's not what their game plan is. You know what it is. Take a listen.
A weak kneed establishment Republican who cares more about his next MSNBC appearance than the voters who elected him.
Whoa.
Not grounded in our home of Illinois. He looks for fame instead of remembering who he works for and the voters who elected him. This is a reality for Adam. One out of every three votes he casts in Congress is with Nancy Pelosi. Instead of focusing on what really matters, instead of being in our fight, Adam betrayed his constituents for life in the D.C. swamp. Kinzinger is one of 10 Republicans who voted with Democrats to move forward with a phony impeachment hoax for a president who has already left office. He said impeachment was necessary to save America.
Wow. Impeachment was this. That guy's out of office. You were just going along, and he wasn't just going along with the swamp. He was going along with some of the more senior Republican legislators because he wanted to play nice. He wants to be part of what he perceives as the team. Well, let me tell you what. We're the team. You guys that were elected to go there to represent us, we're the team. You're supposed to be representing us. Not the whole country, not the whole planet, but us. The people who sent you there.
What? You know what I think is necessary to save America, Adam? Setting term limits to get people like you and the rest of your friends out. Six terms in Congress is enough. During a time when the division in America is already out of control, people like Adam Kinzinger further fan flames by dividing our party. Social media censorship, election integrity, freedom of speech, gun rights, illegal immigration, keeping the economy going. These are issues regular Americans like you and I care about in our country right now. Weak Republicans are the reason why the Democratic Party is turning our country into their socialist utopia right before our eyes, and they're getting away with it. I'm here to draw a hard line. No more voting for politicians who neglect we the people after they move to Washington to play with the big guys. I know where...
Yes, she is correct. You know, and this smashes Reagan's 11th commandment. Should have never held. We should never have bought into that. I haven't. If you've got a Republican acting like a Democrat just because they're a registered Republican, why? Why should I not come after that person? If they don't hold the principles of the Republican Party, if they don't know them, it's even worse. But if they don't hold the principles, why vote for them? I could vote for the Democrat and get the same result if you would. We've got Democrats that are talking against certain votes in the Senate and the House. Now in the House, they'll be browbeat. I'm sure the Democrats will be browbeat to vote a certain way. But people are getting sick of it. Some of the legislators are getting sick of it.
Where I came from, I'm the daughter of a legal immigrant who moved to Illinois to pursue the American dream and a small business owner. That's why I love this country, and it's why I'm not afraid to fight for it.
She loves this country because it gave her immigrant, legal immigrant parents the ability to get out of the situation they were in, come here, grow a business, raise a family in freedom. The Dems don't want that for you. You look at what they're talking about. Again, dictating to small companies how to operate, how much they're going to pay. It's craziness. Overregulating is craziness. Most of these people have never owned a small business. They don't know what it's like to do that. When Tammy and I had our computer company, we didn't have a bunch of employees because we were a smaller company. We had a bunch of family members, basically. We were responsible for helping to put, food on the table of 18 or 19 families total. And that's how we look at it. And that's how a lot of small businesses look at it. That's the American dream. Being able to take care of yourself, self-sustaining, being anything you wanted to be. And don't give me that stuff if you're black or Hispanic or whatever, you don't have that ability. Really? Should we do a whole three-hour show on how many blacks have put their mind to it, have moved through the system and done so well? The same thing with Hispanics, the same thing with Asians, Italians. Now, I'm tired of hearing about how the deck is stacked against certain colors peoples. It's not. It may have been back in the 50s. I don't know. I wasn't around to know. And as the years have gone on, the young people have become, I won't say more accepting, but definitely understanding what the plight is. They don't tolerate that stuff. Now, not like it was tolerated in the 60s or 70s. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I want to finish this because she does a great job. But I got to go to a commercial myself. Be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 485. To get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Back. Welcome to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I was talking about how I am not a believer in Reagan's 11th commandment. I'm not buying. You can't pay me enough to buy. Okay? And I think if we have young up and comers that understand what is at stake here, because I don't think the old timers do anymore. I think that some of them, are like Lindsey Graham was for years. He thought everybody was looking for the same thing, working towards the same thing. And then he found out with Kavanaugh that was not the truth. That they had lied to him. So now we have some of these up-and-comers. And, you know, they're looking to make a difference. I believe they are anyway. And we should give them a chance. And if they want to fight, if they want to get out there, if they want to make things happen, even primary, other Republicans that aren't doing a job, I think we ought to let them.
From. I am the daughter of a legal immigrant who moved to Illinois to pursue the American dream and a small business owner. That's why I love this country, and it's why I'm not afraid to fight for it. It gave my family opportunity, and I want to make sure your children and your grandchildren have a shot at the American dream too. That's why we must preserve what makes America great. I'm Catalina Lau, and I'm challenging Adam Kinzinger for his seat in Congress because I care about America's future. I care about the future of the Republican Party, our values of free enterprise, our God-given individual liberties, and law and order. It's our party now. It's our movement.
Yes.
And it's America first.
Yep. It's our party. It's our movement. It's America first. You know what? She's right. When are we going to start acting that way? Come on, you guys have been listening to me forever. You know what's one of my favorite comments? Where are the warriors? Where are the people that are willing to get out there and do? Where are the people that are really willing to get out there and pound pavement to get what we need to get? We can't keep doing this. You know, and people are, well, all I have is a Democrat to vote for. Well, then find somebody else. Get a group of people together and find somebody else to run for that seat. This is craziness. All right, perfect example. The California bill requires gender-neutral stores, or it'll fine retailers $1,000 for having separate boy and girl department stores. Right? Well, departments, not stores. So now what are you going to see now? You're going to see these aisles. You're going to have to take down all the girls and boys signs. Are we for real? And how many of you parents are going to complain to the stores? It's not going to help. It's too late. You voted in the morons that want this to happen. With all the things going on in California, everything happening, the only thing these lunatics in the California Assembly can think of is a new bill requiring department store children's sections to be largely gender neutral. Why? Because we need to, God, I can't even do this with a straight face. We need to combat prejudice and judgment. Right? Against gender nonconforming children. Who knows if they're gender nonconforming? Unless they got a sign or a tattoo on their forehead, do they wear a hat that says I'm gender nonconforming? Who knows and who cares? Most of those kids, I don't know if you want to call them kids, okay, young people, kids, whatever. Who would know? Do you walk up to some, I'm sorry, do you have a this or a that as part of your makeup? Well, then you need to go to that aisle. It's just crazy. Large retailers that sell toys and clothes and other children's items in California would have to devote floor space for merchandise marketed to both boys and girls. I have two boys and two girls. When I went to Toys R Us, I didn't walk down the aisles and go, no, 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 you don't look at these, you're a girl. No, 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 you don't look at these, you're a boy. We went down all the aisles together. Seriously. Right? And if you don't think your boys are playing with dolls, yeah. What's a G.I. Joe? What's a Captain America? You see what I'm saying? It's just a different way to do it. And there's been all kinds of studies on this. These guys are so wrong on this. You know? I mean, you put a boy in a room with a bunch of dolls, there'll be heads and arms and legs all over the place. Not so with a girl. Anyway, large retailers that sell toys, clothes, and other children's items in California would have to devote more floor space to merchandise marketed for both boys and girls. Now, stores would be able to sell the same products they do now as long as they maintain some areas where shoppers can find all toys or all clothes. Yeah, it's called the store. It's called the clothing section. It's called the toy section. Are we for real? And again, this is another flake, another nut job. Another Democrat. And it starts in 2023. So a lot of people will forget about it until they actually get to the store, right? The idea of the bill would the author said the idea of the bill would be to introduce to little effect. Well, it was introduced with little effect. It came from one of his staffers who claims that her daughter wanted an item in the boys' section, but felt slighted because she felt the toy was designated for a male child. They don't think like that. Oh, come on. I got four kids. I got grandchildren I go to the store with. None of them go, well, you know, my granddaughter would never say, oh, that's in the boys' section. I can't have that. They, when they want a toy, they could care less. They would walk through molten lava to get to that toy. You know that's true. I mean, seriously. Children have always, it's funny, this is an issue of a child being able to express themselves without bias. Really. So how many of you beat on your little girl for playing with G.I. Joes? Right? I mean, seriously. And then they went and got Ken and Barbies, right? I mean, come on. Can we stop this stuff? It really is getting out of hand. And it's getting crazy. Well, it's already crazy. It's getting, now we're moving into ludicrous at this point. Keeping similar items that are traditionally marketed either for girls or boys makes it more difficult for the consumer to compare the products and incorrectly implies that their use by one gender is inappropriate. No. How about this? The use by one gender is simply more wanted, more needed, more the norm. They hate that word. Look, if you got a little boy and he's in the shoot 'em up, bang, bang, loves the military, he's got to go down the aisle where all the military stuff is. And he's going to love it. If he's not so much into the military and all that other stuff, well, then maybe not a G.I. Joe for him. Maybe it's a Captain America. Right? Those kind of things. I've even, look, it's been a long time since I really was strolling through a toy section. But I remember, they got all kinds of figures in there. SpongeBob SquarePants. I'm sorry, what is that, boy or girl? I mean, who would that, where would we have to put that toy? Ren and Stimpy, that was my day. Where would we put them? I mean, does anybody know whether Stimpleton J. Cat was a male or female? Anybody? This is how ridiculous this is becoming. Lowe pulled the assembly person pulled the first version of the bill. He said he was determined to push forward with the issue a second time because the policy behind his bill is not only important in regards to addressing perceived societal norms. They're not perceived. They are. You know what? It really irritates me about this more than anything else. Really, seriously, is the science. They keep pounding on conservative Christian believers like myself about science, and yet they don't follow it themselves. They only want it. They only want to deal with it. They only want to talk about it. Right? When it fits their narrative. When it fits their norm. It's just wrong. In so many ways. Libertarian-leaning outlet Reason magazine noted that although the trend may be towards more gender-neutral displays, the new bill would rob retailers of agency in selecting that option all by themselves. Target noted that when it made its decision, not every toy or item or clothing can be classified as gender-neutral because there are fit and sizing differences. No duh. So it makes full gender neutrality in the retail environment almost impossible. Again, I say, can I say this again? No, duh. Come on. How about we come back to reality? What do you think? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. God bless. Don't go far. Guess what? Special guest coming up in the next hour. That's right. Andrea Kay joins me. Always love when she's on the show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.